get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
And today we have an amazing episode for you. We're going to cover one of the most important topics that you could possibly cover if you're selling stuff online. So should I use WooCommerce for my e-commerce website? First of all, let me say WooCommerce is the number one e-commerce platform in the world, which makes sense. It's owned by Automattic. Automattic has the number one platform. I think 43% of the internet now is built on WordPress. And Automattic owns WordPress. Automattic owns WooCommerce. They integrate and tie together very nicely. They have for a long time. So it makes sense that they make it really easy to use that platform for an e-commerce, that they would be the largest. Now, do you need it? That's the question. Before I dive off into a couple of things, Tim, do you want to say anything before I keep talking?
No, keep on talking.
All right, I'm going to keep talking. The bottom line with whether or not you're going to need this is depending on what it is that you're selling, how many of these products are you selling? And those are the two main questions that you need to ask yourself. Are you selling physical products? Are you selling digital products? Obviously, WooCommerce can handle both, but does it make sense to have it if you're not selling physical products? And we can dive off down that rabbit hole. We won't cover that today because that's a whole different animal, and we can talk about it. But, you know, if you're not going to have a lot of products that you're selling, if you're only going to have one or two products that you're selling, you're not going to need digital WooCommerce. It's going to be way too much to manage, and it's going to bloat your site entirely too much when you can utilize something like a form plugin like Gravity Forms, Ninja Forms, any of the top form plugins. They're going to be able to tie in payment gateways, put things behind paywalls to where you don't have to worry about people stealing your products and stuff. You can do it with just a form plugin, and we highly recommend not, because security on an e-commerce website, that in and of itself can be a full-time job. So you just want to make sure that, do you need it? And the one question is, how many products do you have? If you have less than five, I'm probably going to say you don't need it. Tim's probably going to say if you got less than two. I'm going with less than five. Unless you're planning on expanding and growing that product list down the line, then it might make sense to have a full WooCommerce platform on your site. So, Tim, why don't you go into the other reasons?
Yeah, absolutely. So, David covered that well. You know, the number of products will greatly help you decide whether or not you should have WooCommerce. But in addition to that, there's a lot of other features that a really robust e-commerce platform like WooCommerce includes, such as a shopping cart, right? An actual ability to add stuff to a cart, multiple products to a cart, shop around, and then go to checkout. So again, if the, back to David's question, do you have a lot of products? Well, if you only have one product, then you definitely don't need a shopping cart. And then, you know, if you have two to five, you know, maybe, maybe not. So that's one thing. And then also an account system, right? So if you, like, do you need a way for customers to log in and see what they purchased and track their order and stuff like that? Or, like, do you want just people to buy the product, get a receipt, and be done with it? You don't need to overcomplicate it. Another big part of an e-commerce system is, like, discount codes. Being able to create coupon codes, discount codes, and send them to customers and run campaigns and stuff like that. And so if you don't need that, then you don't need to use WooCommerce. So those are just a few features. Obviously, I'm not naming everything that WooCommerce can do, but those are some of the big things that If you need, then your chances are you're going to need to use something like WooCommerce. So if you answered no to those questions, no, you don't have a lot of products, no, you don't need a shopping cart, no, you don't need a discount code system, no, you don't need an account system, all of those things, well, then you definitely do not need to use WooCommerce. We love WooCommerce. As David mentioned, it's the most popular in the world, and that's for a good reason. It's very powerful. But with all that power comes a decent amount of code, which can bloat your site. And so if you can get away with not using it, then we highly recommend doing so. Do what David recommends. Use a form plugin to easily sell a product simply without the complications of a big bloated e-commerce platform.
Yeah, and I will say this as well. So if that wasn't enough for you to make a decision, you know, and you decide, you know what, WooCommerce is free. I can download that and add it to my website. Well, it's very complicated, and you better have developer status to manage and design and handle all of those pages and tying everything together. And if you go and hire someone, a e-commerce website costs a ton to design and develop, whether you have one product or whether you have 1,000. So keep that in mind. The cost of an e-commerce website is much, much greater,
yeah,
you know, than not.
Yeah, and WooCommerce itself is free, but all the extensions cost money. So, and actually, if you're looking for something free to sell, you know, one or two products or whatever, then you can actually use the Forminator plugin for WordPress. It's by WPMU Dev, and it will allow you to sell products for free. The Form plugin is a premium level plugin that they give away for free to promote their other products, and very powerful, very well designed. And you can integrate, you can sell products and integrate with Stripe and PayPal, and that's all free. It's included. It's built into it. So you actually get more for free than you would using WooCommerce, because WooCommerce, you're going to have to pay for those different integrations.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we hope we've answered your question about whether or not you should use WooCommerce for your e-commerce website. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Do I need to use the WordPress menu system? Tune in tomorrow and we'll let you know. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.